You're listening to Scratching and Thriving, a lifestyle podcast hosted by two dope professionals who are passionate about empowering people to thrive. I'm Dr. A.
And I'm Brandon. And we are two longtime friends who met about 20 years ago during undergraduate studies. And we took two different paths in life. I'm a healthcare executive and lifestyle guru.
And I'm an educator and entrepreneur.
And we are here to bring you the content that will help you thrive.
Hey, Brandon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. How was your week?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Getting ready for the holidays.
Them holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting at my desk and I was minding my business. And my assistant said, "Do you realize you're on call next week?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yeah." You know, we take call every, I guess, 2-3 months. And she says, "Are you okay with that?" I said, "Yeah, why wouldn't I be? It's my turn." And she said, "You know, Thanksgiving is next week." And I was thinking, already? And I was like,
up on you.
What's today's date? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, she said the 16th. I said, "Oh, that is next week, huh?" So it crawled up on me real quick.
So are you going home?
No.
You're not going home. You're going to be working.
Yeah, I'll be in the Bay Area. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I am not going far. Are you going back to KC?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I am now the host for Thanksgiving and have been for the last, I'd say, maybe 6 or 7 years. So
they come
everybody,
to your house?
Yes.
As particular now, as you are. The folk it won't sit be, down.
I know. It won't be so bad this year because everybody won't be coming, hallelujah, because of the restrictions. So.
So wait, hold on. Because knowing you, you let them folks sit on your furniture?
Listen. Okay, so I do have a little bit of old school in me. I'm not as old school as having plastic on my furniture.
I was about to ask. If you have plastic on that velvet furniture, I was going, "Holler."
I do not.
Okay.
And that is the one day, you know, I let my hair down and say, "Enjoy yourself. Please still use a coaster, but enjoy yourself." Like Michael Jackson in here, enjoy yourself.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay. So I'm really excited. I mean, we aren't cooking as much food, but the variety will still be there. So I'm really excited about that.
Okay. Well, I am probably going to the Friendsgiving.
Okay.
So, you know, that's that new age stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, when your friends and peoples and things get together and y'all make meals and stuff and then bring it in as a gathering. So it's Thanksgiving instead of family, it's friends. So it's Friendsgiving.
Right. I was doing that before they had a name for it when I first moved to Philly because that, you know, I would go home for Christmas and not for Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, yes, I think it's awesome, though, that it's more common now because it's a hard time. People feel isolated during this time. So,
yeah, and it kind of gives you the opportunity to hang with the people who you have been normally hanging with.
Right.
The ones, you know, that have quarantined if necessary and stuff like that. So
now does everybody bring a dish or how does that work?
So I think we're going to go everybody buy a dish.
Okay.
Because of the whole COVID thing.
Okay.
I mean, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing, but yeah. Do you cook? Yes, I'm from Memphis.
Okay.
I mean, why would I not?
Well, listen. So let's talk about turkeys.
What about?
And cooking. I know you're not cooking turkeys, but where I grew up, a lot of people eat smoked turkeys and fried turkeys.
Correct.
Okay, so that's how you guys.
So yeah, so what we do is one, we have two. We have a baked turkey that is probably marinated since Cat was a kitten, and now it's probably bacon for the last 2 days. And then then you got the fried turkey that will fry in the backyard the day of.
Right.
Which I personally prefer prior turkey because it tends to be juicier. And I mean, just naturally, I think we all like fried foods maybe more than we should.
I like fried turkey. I didn't grow up really baking turkeys. We always had a smoked turkey and then fried turkey.
But that's that Midwestern stuff. So y'all smoke everything. We don't smoke all the
We do. We don't smoke honey. All that stuff. You know, the other thing that was so unique, speaking of Midwestern stuff, when I first moved here, I was so alarmed that everyone referred to dressing as stuffing.
I know. Oh my God. Like, first of all, I said, what is that? And then the first time I ate it, I was y'all done took a piece this is of not bread dressing. And tossed it up and called it,
Yes,
no,
gummy.
No.
You're like, oh no, say it ain't so.
And dressing don't go inside the turkey, no how.
So, you know, it can. I won't eat that part though. Do you, boo? But, and I prefer mine with cornbread.
Cornbread dressing, correct.
Exactly. And giblet dressing. Oh, great.
Yes, God. Yes. That's a whole meal right there. Yes.
Right. Right. That, and it's so funny because my favorite combination for the after Thanksgiving meal is macaroni and cheese and sweet potato pie, right? That's sweet and salty.
Wait. You eat mac and cheese as dessert?
Okay, so mac and cheese is like a meal. It could be breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, snack.
No.
I'm going to just go ahead and throw that out there.
I'm calling foul on the play. You cannot eat mac and cheese for dessert.
Let me tell you something. I eat mac and cheese for breakfast the day after Thanksgiving. It's the day after Thanksgiving.
So they make it right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just, you know what? Over these years, I have learned to fight my battles, and I'm not going to fight that.
Let me tell you, there is nothing like a good baked mac and cheese. Now, we do seafood mac and cheese and just regular 5-cheese, 7-cheese baked mac and cheese.
Seafood?
Oh, yes. So now I have to say, that is a thing that I've grown to love since I've lived in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah.
That is not something I grew up with.
So, I mean, living in Tampa, you know, I can go outside and grab me a fish out the water. I mean, it's easy. But over mac and cheese, though? Like, oyster dressing, yes. Oyster dressing, I grew up with.
Let me tell you, I love me some seafood mac and cheese, some shrimp, crab in it. It's really good. It's really, I have grown to love it. Now, I was watching the news the other day, and there are some ladies here. I didn't catch their name. They were on a local news station, and they have a mac and cheese truck. And they had what they call a mac and cheese Thanksgiving dinner. So the base is mac and cheese. And then there was dressing, cranberry sauce, and turkey pieces. Now, I thought it was a lot going on. But the people who were tasting it loved it. And I was like, you know, I'm open to try. I am open to try almost any variation of mac and cheese that exists.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
A cardiac arrest on a plate.
Listen,
that sounds like a lot of paperwork for some poor nurse working on Thanksgiving.
Let me ask you this.
With her family, but dealing with y'all because y'all want to please y'all face with this type of food. So now she got to do all this paperwork.
Do you all see more heart attacks and strokes and people coming in with like high cholesterol during this time, during the holiday season?
So like the day after, we get a lot of flash pulmonary edema, which is usually caused by increased sodium intake and high blood pressure. We'll see a few of those. But I'm going to tell you what we really, really see. Traumas increase.
Yeah.
Because these families didn't got together. And they ain't seen each other all year. And somebody got an attitude about something. And then it go down.
Yes. Well, you know, that may be, it may not be as prevalent this year just because people are supposed to be having smaller gatherings and socially distancing during the holidays.
Correct. So hopefully we won't have no Zoom chokings or anything like that. So hopefully
break their own camera. Right.
So hopefully we won't see all of that, but.
Right.
You know, 2020 just been a very different year because of the pandemic. So a lot of things that we typically do during the holidays, we won't be doing. Like those mass gatherings, one. A lot of the holiday church services are not happening. They usually happen like online. And just a lot of traditions where you get together to do probably won't happen, which is unfortunate.
Right.
Because, you know, that's a lot of what feeds into the memory of the holidays.
It is also about pivoting, because a lot of people were purchasing more holiday decorations, preparing for Christmas. So every year we would always put up our Christmas tree on Thanksgiving night, and then we would decorate it the day after. And so we still do that. But this year we're even looking at decorating outside, which is not something that I do. I am not a broadcaster. All those lights.
Who's going to hang them lights?
Well, we'll figure all that out. We still have a few days. Because it won't be me.
I'm just saying, because that sounds like a whole level one trauma waiting to happen.
Yeah, we shall see. I am excited, though. We are going to try something different, like a Zoom game night with family who are across the country. So I'm very excited for that. I think that will be fun. So I think it's just finding different ways to creatively connect and engage with family, even though you can't physically be in the same space.
Well,
and checking on people.
Well, that's true. And I will say that I could potentially see the family stress being decreased, because they go on your nerves, you can just hang up.
Right.
It's easy.
Right. Just
hit end. So potentially it could be a more laid back holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a lot to be grateful for this year, because a lot of families, you know, parents lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. Kids have been home. So it's a lot. People are grateful for meals. I know we donated a lot this year to make sure that, you know, people have food, because this food insecurity crisis is real, and it really hits during the holidays. So people are grateful for having food, shelter, and some of the basic necessities that we take for granted a lot of times. Even in times of harvest, we take those things for granted. So people are really grateful this year for whatever kind of gathering they can get, whether it's Friendsgiving, it's family, traditional, just having a spirit of gratitude.
Especially in the middle of a pandemic. Because, I mean,
absolutely,
the alternative could not being here.
Absolutely. So, and that's going to be hard for, 200+ thousand families who are having to begin the holiday season without loved ones.
Exactly. And this is the first real holiday season since the pandemic started.
Yes.
So that is going to be it's going to be a challenge for a lot of people.
It will be.
Yeah, so we got to be patient with each other, because, you know, emotions run high. And I tell you, working at Trauma Center on the holidays is not fun, y'all. Stay at home.
I know that's right. So what are you thankful for this year?
Let's see, so much. Life in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I can't complain about life or my living situation at this point. Thankful to have a job. So many do not have jobs. Mm-hmm. Thankful to have so many learning lessons in 2020, because 2020 has taught everyone how to adapt and how to figure it out. Standing in the midst of adversity and lots of barriers is taught, you know, about patience. And trying to understand everyone else, especially when people have opposing political views and things like that. Mm-hmm. You just have to be patient with each other. So I think that's what I'm thankful for, is having the perseverance to get through 2020.
Yes.
What about you?
Yes. I would say very similar. I am very thankful for being able to persevere. I am thankful for my family and my friends. I am thankful for a job that was able to, where I was able to still work from home, and thankful that, you know, I'm still here, I'm alive, and that I do know people who had COVID who were able to actually overcome. I also know people who lost family members to COVID. So I'm very thankful that my family that had COVID all came out in the clear. I'm thankful for people like you who are working in the hospital, saving lives. I'm thankful for teachers who are out here teaching these kids. I mean, I have gone through, and you know this because we talked a lot about it, just a whole season of gratitude and gratefulness. My gratitude journal is full, because I'm always just thinking about how good, for me, how good God has been during this season. And even in the hard times, it has just that I've seen the blessings. Even through the hardships, I've seen the blessings. And I just think that, you know, it's not easy, but we will get through the holidays and we will get through 2020 and we will all be stronger because of it. So it has really just been a season of gratitude.
Yeah, you know, just looking back over 2020, so much has happened. And I think that, you know, we'll get into that one at another time, but it's so much to talk about with 2020 because it's been such a challenge in so many different directions. But yeah, so stay tuned because I think that's an upcoming discussion that we really need to have. Okay, so let's be clear.
Listen, let's be clear.
Are y'all listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
We're going to clear this thing up for folks. Get it together.
Y'all paying attention? You better be listening. Do you prefer caramel cake or German chocolate cake?
German chocolate cake.
Why would you? Why?
Coconut. Hello.
That's the worst part. You'd be chewing for 3 days.
Absolute best part of a German chocolate cake is the coconut. No. Thank you.
Caramel cake, hands down. It's smooth. It has a good yellow cake in the middle. It melts in your mouth. You're not chewing for days on end dealing with coconut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sweet potato pie or apple pie?
Sweet potato pie. Duh. Who makes apple pie? Do people really make that?
I guess people do. And people love it. I am not an apple pie, blueberry pie, none of that kind of person. Cherry pie.
It's too much because you're not getting a lot of cherry. You're getting a lot of filling. It is.
Now, I do like cobbler, peach cobbler.
And that depends on who fixed it.
That is true because everybody's crust is good. See, my grandmother made it from scratch. And really, if we're being honest, the only part I really like is the crust. I could do without the peaches. I just need the juice. See,
that'd be too much juice. I can't. Okay. Chitlins are not. Why not?
No. Ever. Why? Under any circumstance. Not?
Why?
No. First of all, do you know what chitlins are, right? Okay. So, enough said.
Y'all eat everything else. So what the problem?
And what they say, you eat everything but the oink.
Y'all eat everything else. Y'all get a little attitude about some intestines every now and then. Please.
Not I, said the cat. Okay. I do not eat the pork.
Discrimination. There's discrimination against the pork.
Listen,
we'll call the FDA on y'all for discriminating against
the pig.
The pork
will live around me.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. I guess.
Okay, so for greens, do you do collards or mustard?
A combination of turnips and mustard.
Okay, I'm a collards
so
kind of girl. I like the turnip root.
But see,
root,
you
though.
Really can't. Now, see, I don't like turnip roots. I think they disgust them. But once you take them out, then you can eat them.
Oh, no.
But I think it's hard to find for me to say no to any greens.
True.
So, but
I
have found that I prefer a mixture of mustards and turnips. If I'm gonna do collards, I just want them by themselves. I don't want to mix the collards up because collards have a different kind of texture.
I agree. I don't like collards mixed in. I mean, I will if that's all we have, but I have to have cornbread with my greens.
Onion.
That is an absolute
onion
must.
And some cha-cha.
I could do cha-cha. I don't
Why
fool
not?
With the onion.
What's
I
wrong with onion?
That. Mm-mm. I just don't fool. Mm-mm, I'm good. But you know, okay, so let me ask you this. Are you a vinegar or no vinegar in the greens?
Vinegar.
Okay, I'm a no vinegar even though I like
cha-cha.
I'm going to
say it's cha-cha. What are you talking about?
I know, no. But I don't put it, I put it in the greens when they're done. I don't cook with the vinegar.
Oh, okay. Well, so let me retract it and say I like vinegar as an additive, not as an ingredient. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So sugar or no sugar in spaghetti?
Oh, it depends.
On what?
It depends. I could do both. I could do both, actually. I don't, again, it for me, sugar would be an additive on top after it's done. I wouldn't want it.
See, that's where we differ. Because, see, first of all, Antoine, to tell you, my spaghetti takes about 6 hours to do. But I'm sitting there stirring, and it's probably going to be half bag of sugar in the spaghetti. Best spaghetti you ever had. but it's gonna be sweet.
I'm gonna have to taste that spaghetti. Now, are you a fried fish and spaghetti?
Yes, fried fish,
no?
Spaghetti. Yes,
okay, absolutely.
With, no, and a salad. Coleslaw and a piece of white bread.
Okay, see, I don't like coleslaw.
What? How you grow up eating barbecue and yeah, I don't like coleslaw?
I know. I just never like coleslaw. I was an adult before I liked potato salad.
I don't
That's
like potato
a
potato salad.
Whole different conversation.
Because it's hard to get potato salad right. Because some people like mustard, some people don't. Some people like mayo. Some people like it wet. Some people like it chunky. Some people like it mashed.
Correct. A whole lot going on. Go I'm still a little on the fence
about
it.
I don't go down that road. I just let it go. Let it alone.
So for breakfast, morning of Thanksgiving morning, a lot of people will eat shrimp and grits, or we do like grits and fried catfish. That's usually where we had the fried fish. Are you a sugar in your sugar or salt for the grits?
Sugar. Yes.
Yes.
So the fried fish for breakfast, I ain't had that since I was in Mississippi. Better so country.
Let me tell you, don't give me, yes. I can't help it every now and again.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's usually Saturday morning left over from the Friday night fresh fry.
Listen, see, I don't eat, I don't like reheated
fried
fish.
So you done fried fish for that morning for breakfast?
Amen.
So what type of fish goes well with breakfast fried that morning?
I'm a catfish kind of girl. I grew up on a fish called buffalo.
Correct.
Fish.
The Sweeter, only thing about that buffalo, they got so many bones. Ooh-wee.
Honey, you gonna eat a half a loaf of bread?
Right,
not
and
to
then you gonna be mashing the mashing the fish with your finger trying to get the bones out, and you're bound to have one stuck in the back of your throat before it's all over.
Oh,
with.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's exhausting.
I don't care how much bread and milk you drink,
it's exhausting to even try to fool with buffalo fish. So
yes.
I can't.
Now, now living here, people eat a lot of white.
I was
a lot
say
of whiting. I didn't grow up. Yeah, I didn't grow up with
whiting. See, I did. I grew up with buffalo, whiting, crappie, catfish fillets a lot of times, or the catfish nuggets a lot of times. They chop it up real good.
Oh, yeah.
But my preference was whiting because it was just usually a lighter, crispier fish as opposed to the other ones. Because catfish is a little heavy for me in the morning to have with some biscuits and some eggs, I guess, right? Is that how y'all did it?
Listen, I can do catfish and grits.
I can't.
I'm telling you, that's a whole serving for your soul right there.
Oh, my. Anyway, so happy holidays. Well, happy Thanksgiving. That's the one coming up next, right? Because I still can't get this right. I just can't. Like, it's gone so fast, thankfully. So Thanksgiving is next week, and you're hosting.
Okay. I am.
We'll see how that goes. So make sure you hit me up after that happens. Yeah.
I will.
And I don't get paid to after Thanksgiving, so I ain't got no bill money to them.
That's good to know. I'll keep that in mind. And happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Adrian. I think you know what. I think that we did preach a word to the folks today.
All right.
Good conversation.
And we want to hear how you're thriving.
Right.
So
right.
Let us know. What's your definition for success? What does it take for you to thrive? What has been your experience? We want to hear that from you. So share it with us so that we can learn from your experiences and other people, some of our other listeners and thrivers can learn as well.
Right. And look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and send us emails because we do want to hear your success stories. And, you know, we also want to hear those things that you may be struggling with because, you know, we may be young, but we've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations that we can tell you how to overcome some of these humps. I'm just telling you.